Log Talk Radio.
Behold, I do cleanse this space, casting out any negativity or impurity that may lie within. Only one mic today. Is now cleansed. And now I'll cast the circle in our own eclectic fashion. And I'll try to get the mic a little closer to Denise, or she can stand up over here. Though she's not at this part yet, but it's okay. I'm just...
Hello, everybody.
right?
The space is clean now. We're allowed to talk. From places cold and dark as midnight to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the worlds of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the world of the humans and the shining ones. From places cold, dark as midnight, to the land of the new long sun, a temple is erected, uniting the world for the humans and the shining ones. Our circle is cast, our energy temple is erected. The East in engineering and the North.
Yeah.
Right? You've been working on the North recently.
Yeah.
Good. Sentinels of the East, we gently stir you. The elements of new thought, new wisdom, of air, of swiftness and speed. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this Lunasa evening. It is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And now, if you will, in the east, imagine a bright ball of yellow light forming, and this will be the musical part to quickly invoke the swiftness of the wisdom of air. And our yellow ball of light is formed in the east. Denise, will you invoke the south?
Greetings, sentinels of the South, of the heart beating. We ask you violently to come into our space and electrify us with the flame of the golden sun, of the universal heartbeat of the land, of fire, of quickening, of flame, of love, of sex, of lust. Be with us now, South. Hail and welcome!
Hail and welcome! Of the south, a brilliant ball of deep red light forming. Fire. sentinels of the west, we gently stir you. Sentinels of the west, guardians of the watchtowers of the west, of water, of intuitive wisdom, the deep inner knowing. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this Lunasa evening. It is with the deepest love and the deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Now, if you will, I want you to imagine a brilliant ball of blue, pale blue light forming in the direction of the west of our circle. That is the elementals of the south coming to join us. Denise, will you invoke the element of the north?
Citadels of the north, of mountains and glaciers, of grounding, of shifting continents, the fertile land, the first harvest of weeping, we come to you that you will bless us with the grounding of the ages. Earth, north, hail and welcome!
Ancestors, be with us on this Lunasa evening. Those who are us, those are the practitioners of old, the wise ones, the ancient ones, and the ones who have passed for so many of us not all that long ago. Ancestors, we ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this Lunasa evening. It is with the deepest love and the deepest respect that we bid you hail! And welcome!
Hail! And welcome!
Beloved Father God, ye who are the mystery of mysteries, Lord of the wheel and the graceful dance of life, it is to you who walk the earth that the goddess came down so that we could all have a spark of divine within us. O mystery of mystery, we ask for your balanced wisdom and guidance on this Lunasa evening. It is with deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and welcome. Denise, we invoke the goddess.
Holy Mother, we set in front of you to receive your blessing of love, charity, and success. You who see through our eyes and walk with us, be with us tonight on this Lammas Lhasa evening. Great Mother, hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
The purpose of today's ritual is very simple. There will be no spell or anything of that nature, unless Janice has something she wanted to say. However, sure. And that's what we'll do, is we'll mention a few things. Now, this is a portion where we're sort of just in the circle and free to discuss anything, and including we'll do a divination for everyone involved in the ritual. And maybe for the network itself. And I'll temporarily put my guitar down as I'm getting a little warm.
However, we'll get to this portion.
Just a prayer of thankfulness. Beloved Mother Goddess, Isis of 10,000 names, I call you Kuan Yin, Scott may say, she or he of so many names, or nameless.
Spirit of life.
Spirit of life. That was the one I was looking for. Janice will say Isis. We say thank you for another season in the Wheel of the Year. This one, Lammas Lhasa, a sign of what they call the first harvest.
Yes.
And it is a time of action, of daring, of showing your skill, of competition even, of taking things on. So this is a time of bravery, of action, and we are very thankful to be alive and healthy enough at our incredibly young ages, everyone in this room, to be able to still be in that place, in that realm where we can just be truly still physically active, as well as involved in our passions and the things we're into emotionally, intellectually, artistically, and improving and better ourselves. So we're all very blessed, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you for another opportunity within the wheel of the year as it spins.
Thank you.
Healthy enough, strong enough to continue to fight in this world, and hopefully for a greater good than just our own. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So today, a simple prayer is our act of power in the ritual, and that was it. I completely winged it, but I felt it and I meant it, and it was short and simple. Now that we are here, I've mentioned already a little bit of some of it. We can talk a little bit about this holiday. We often don't do this, if you notice, Janice. We don't usually sit there and discuss the holiday much.
No, we don't.
A little bit of a slow news night, so I figured we'll discuss the Lhasa a little bit as well, and then whip out some tarot cards and see what's
can
up.
Can I do the voice?
And that's what I was going to do. I was going to have you come on next, and you had something you wanted to read.
Okay.
Maybe some deep poetry style here.
I didn't write this.
I wish
I did, but I loved it when I read it this morning. I am a warrior. I am the one who lives with honor and pride in my deeds, words, and actions. I am a warrior, and I pay tribute to myself, my family, my gods, and my gods by living rightly. Honor is not in the word and in the first, but in wisdom courage, and strength. I will make the changes that I need to make so that I may live in an honorable way and follow the code of the warrior. I am a warrior, and I have control over my mind, my thoughts, and my sword. I pledge to hold the truth in my heart, to hold strength in my hands, to be honest in my words, and I stand on behalf of those who can't speak for themselves. This is the way of the warrior, and I should live it with honor. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Okay. And that was written by Patty Wigginton.
It's our first experiment with the electric guitar on the radio tonight, folks.
It's scary. All right. Now for the next portion.
We will now discuss the holiday a little bit, as we often do not do. We often don't sit back and discuss the meaning of some of these days, but we have a little bit of stuff here. Like I said, and we were joined here by the Reverend Scott Samuel Michael on drums. I think he's still here with us.
Yeah, just inside the door.
Yeah. And there's a couple notes I wrote down, including this one. One of them is, for those familiar with Lunasov, and I'm tying it into something I did on a YouTube video recently, because I did a traditional Irish song called Red is the Rose. And in that song, it mentions the River Boyne. Clear is the water that flows in from the Boyne. And the Boyne was named after the Irish goddess Boan, B-O-A-N. And Boan, some people say in the neo-pagan world that she's the mother of Bree or Bridget. Some people say that's not historically accurate. Not really too important, in my opinion, because Boan was an Irish goddess who definitely embodies the spirit of Lammas or Lunasa, because it's all about daring, about proving yourself. It's mastery. If it was tarot, it would be the magician card, probably this holiday in the Wheel of the Year, because it's mastery of all your skills. You've got everything together. It's the first harvest, so it's like you're offering the first corn and everything going in here, and there's more to come. You're almost like you're showing the gods, I can do this.
That's why the electric guitar.
That's right. That's why the electric
bold
guitar.
And
that's why I wanted it to be.
That's right.
If you go to the archive, I wanted it to be a little bit rowdy, so I wanted the electric distorted guitar when we were doing the earlier part of the ritual. And it also is about, in fact, the Taltian, if I said that right, games. There were these games that they're, you know, sort of most fittest people would compete against each other. So it was very competitive. It's actually a very masculine holiday in the pagan world. So it's, Lu, the god Lu, it's all about, he was a fighter, a conqueror, you know.
A warrior.
From which tradition is Lu?
This is very Celtic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was called Lammas, then it's a little more English side of the country. She was an Irish warrior king. And it's a lot about red man, green man, as well as to finish the story of Boan, the goddess Boan, she actually challenged, because part of the tradition at Lu is to go, as I said, there's games, and then there's visiting a well of wisdom, a sacred well. There's a lot of traditions with it that love wells, or even like the song Well, 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 I think of the old blues song.
Yeah.
And so the goddess Boan in Ireland challenged the well and said, I can challenge your power. And again, that's the spirit of this holiday. And so she circles it, you know, classic thing, sort of circling and circling round and round, just like you do in the old, you know, pagan circle. And she circles it and circles it until the spirit of the well is upset and just gushes out with water. It flows down. She's brought down with it and becomes the River Boyne. So they say she creates with her daring, thinking she was so skilled that she could take on the spirit of the well of wisdom. It creates the River Boyne, and she becomes the goddess of that river, as well as things like mastery, art, mastering things. She's a goddess of mastery, and it's all about skill. And some people associate it with artistic skill, too, and craftsmanship, and just being excellent and mastering things.
People
so,
who have spent the minimum 10,000 hours to master.
the samurai code. the 10,000 hours or 10,000 times or whatever the old samurai thing was. Mm-hmm. I see we got Kevin Baird in the chat room.
Kevin Baird!
Hi, Kevin.
And so that's part of the spirit of Lunasa is a slightly masculine, not the competitiveness and all that has to be masculine, but I'm just saying it's considered a masculine holiday, and it's also considered highly competitive. As we know, girls can be very competitive.
Yes, we do. We are.
And the other phone, the battery just keeps dying on us real quick, so I got to get a new battery pack. So we're kind of swapping mics here. Another aspect of Lunasa is some consider it a good time for manifesting because it's the first harvest. So here's a time to, you know, this is a time where actually you probably should have planted for manifestation before, and this is a time when you should start to see things happen, and if not, it's time to get really bold and make them happen.
Really,
yeah. So it is very much about boldness, competition, toughness, you know, not chip on your shoulder or being mean or anything like that, but about the stepping up and showing the world your skills in a very real way. So it's for being kind of one of the Wheel of Years holiday, and you know, people associate paganism with magic and all. This is kind of like a very blue collar almost. But you could take that in a magical sense too. Like, okay, now it's just time to get back to work magically. So it just depends on how you view things and what your action and how you view practices, I guess. And again, one interesting point about Lunasa or Lamas, excuse me, I wanted to mention that the river Boyne is in Leinster, Ireland, and it's a real river. It's the subject of songs. I've never been to this place, but it's in a bunch of songs, the River Boyne. You know, it just sounds so Irish to say Boyne, the River Boyne. But another aspect is how it was Christianized. So just like so many pagan holidays, it has a Christian side too. And that Christian side is, it's a thing called Reek Sunday. And Reek Sunday is where Irish Christian faithfuls, 764 meters for Crugpatrick Mountain, and it's considered their most holiest Christian mountain. It's affiliated with St. Patrick. And, of course, St. Patrick drove the pagans out of Ireland, so now they go to the top. Maybe they're standing at the top and going, aha, all you pagans, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not one of those people that draws dividing lines between Christians and pagans, folks. But it is a pilgrimage for them that has kept alive, and it's based on Lunasa. Just like so many of these holidays, they just adopted them to get the people that were of the pre-Christian faith into their churches. It wasn't always like, oh, they were always like conquering and bludgeoning over the head. I mean, it was just, Catholics were pretty slick at PR back in the day. And you know, and as I said before on the show, Catholic means universal. And they were good at being universal. You got a goddess, we got Mother Mary. You know what I mean? So come on in, you know, leave something in the old offering plate, why don't you? And so they were oftentimes peacefully taking in new ministers, new priests that still had some of their old pagan practices. So they're like, well, they're celebrating the holiday, let's call it something, you know, Candlemass, you know, and such and so on. All Saints Day and all that. So Lunasa is one, but a lot of people, not common, like more people might know that Halloween and doing some and-dums here, folks. It's been a long week. Halloween and Samhain and All Saints Days and All Souls Day and all that are all, you know, winter solstice and Christmas. These are all pagan to Christian holidays. Imbolc and Oymilk and Candlemass. Those are the well-known ones. Of course, around Beltane-ish and Easter, Ostara, all that. And they were adopted. And Lunasa, though not as popularized, wow, I can't talk tonight, not as popular of a adaptation into Christianity, still had its roots, still had certain aspects of it survive in the Christian faith with pagan roots. But, of course, you know, Reek Sunday isn't exactly as well known as, you know, Candlemas or something like that. And there were other ones, Bilberry Sunday. They started giving them these other names. And Janice, did you have something?
Oh, well, I was going to talk about a feast of bread, since this is the harvest holiday.
Yeah, bread thing.
Ireland, it was a bad idea to harvest any type of grain before Lunasa, because if you your grain before then, you won't have any grain when you go into the winter. So it was really seriously meant for the cutting to become on August 1st or sometimes after August 1st. So you would get the first loaves of bread for the season, as well as the first shedding of the grain, so you can multiply it for the winter. So the word lammas comes from the Old English phrase, which is half masa, which translates to loaf mass. And in the early Christian temples, bread was also called loaf mass or half masa, sorry, and it was blessed by the church, giving it, you know, the lammas or the lusad name.
Mm.
Lunasa, sorry, name.
And I think, Janice, we do have a caller.
Really? Okay.
770, you are on the air, I think. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, 770.
Yes. I'm calling, I think I spoke with you guys last week, I believe. Is that
okay.
The one by the name of Darren?
Oh, Darren Bouquer. Yes, he's our Sunday host. Yes.
Oh, yes. I spoke with someone, but I want to speak with someone about a dream that I had last night.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We got cards laid out here and stuff. They're ready to go in case somebody called for a reading. So Janice has her, Janice White, who, by the way, Janice R. White is also a hostess of World Reggae
Party.
Yeah. On Fairfax Public Access Radio and
World Radio Party. Okay.
Yeah, World Reggae Party.
World Reggae Party.
So
reggae. Okay. Sounds
happy
wonderful.
Yeah.
All
party,
right. Well,
yes.
The dream. Go ahead about
Go
the dream.
Ahead. Oh, the dream was I was had visualized a cloud in my mind. I was a beautiful white cloud and. Somehow in the dream, I end up outside, and I was looking up and saw the beautiful clouds. And the clouds was, out of the cloud, one of the clouds was sending me two sets of digit numbers. And I said, oh, wow, that adds up to, I don't recall if it was 28 or 26. And that dream has been in my mind all day, off and on, like, what is heaven's trying to show me?
Okay, if it's a 28, that equals a 10. Yeah, which equals a 1.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're right, Janice. If it's a 26, then that equals an 8, because that's how it would be broken down.
Yeah.
Now, can you describe maybe some of the emotion in this dream? Did it feel like it was time for something to end and for a new beginning, or did it feel like it was trying to say, is it time for action? See, 8 would be like speediness, action.
Infinity.
Jump ahead now. Keep going, like she says, infinity. Go, go, go. A 10 or a 1, because they're the same, because it's 1 plus 0 is 0, would be, and Janice is drawing some cards here as well, and a 10 would be completion and about ready to start something new, and something new may be coming to you, like brand newness between Wao Kuan Yin, you're from the goddess card, and that's actually my main goddess in my pantheon. But so that's interesting. A 10 or 1 would be completion and something new, perhaps. And you said a white blouse, which makes me think almost like innocence, protecting culture, different cultures.
Yes, beautiful white clouds in the sky. It's like, oh my God. I just don't remember other parts of the dream, but I do, that had stood out in my mind.
So let's see. I'm almost getting a feeling like it's telling her, refresh, get something new. Let's see if we get the same theme from the cards, Janice.
Okay.
And have her some involvement, I guess.
All right. Tell me either A, B, or C.
Hello?
Oh, you want me to say A, B, or C?
She has three
okay.
piles of cards laid out. Pick from pile A, pile B, or
okay.
Pile
I'm going to go with A.
Okay. I'm just going to pull out four cards. I'm not going to do a Celtic cross. Just going to pull out four.
Okay.
Oh.
There's
whoa.
That's a 10 of cups. And she said it was 28 and 10 was going to be it. And that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, this is actually a very lovely, lovely layout. You have the 10 of cups, and we already had the 2 and 8 together, which is the completion of everything you could possibly dream for or dream of, happy family, happy surroundings, abundance, that sort of thing. The imprint is reversed. That's usually, it could be a pregnant woman. It doesn't necessarily have to be a pregnant woman, but it could be that you're fertile in other ways, and growth and maturity, but it's reversed. And what I mean by reverse, it's upside down. So you're not as fertile as you want to be. So there could be some decision where you can make yourself be more abundant or you can bless yourself more. But next to that is the Three of Cups, which is you have like two cups out of four cards, which is actually very good. And that could be anything from a new baby, a new surroundings, a move, any type of blessing that is in a triangle or form. And the Four of Pentacles, which all these cards are actually good, but this is more of displaying your art, showing your arts, and displaying it to others. Don't keep everything to yourself. Strive for growth and maturity. Then
yeah.
We got compassion, which is Kuan Yin. That was the first one that I pulled.
Yeah. I would say this is about not being afraid to show yourself to others. Because this is like, I'm getting like, the world isn't seeing this.
They're seeing the opposite.
You can't see what we're doing. It's the Empress. I'm saying the Empress is, you know, sort of the mother of creation and fertility. Doesn't always. We're not always talking about pregnancy and fertility. It could be like, the world isn't seeing that, but it may be historically, but it's showing in the future through working with others, because three is a number of working well with others. This is emotional. So this could either be a relationship or an artistic project. I'm getting some art in this, too.
I'm getting a lot of art in here.
It's showing me that if you don't be too shy about it, which four of coins can be like that she pulled. The last one can be kind of, it's like the give me card. He's holding it back.
Yeah, he's
it's
holding
there for everybody
yes.
to see.
Show yourself to everybody.
This is about letting go and opening up. A lot of this is about and maybe starting something new. And to get to that point of the.
I think it was really fascinating that the first one I pulled.
Yeah, it was the 10 of cups when she said 2 and 8.
Yeah.
And it's a good emotional 10. It's a real fulfillment is possible, but you can't hold back and
you
be shy and scared.
Back. Yes, you have to show yourself to the world.
Just as the spirit of this holiday that we mentioned is about bravery, and this just fell, so it's...
Okay, so, you know, show myself to the world. And
good.
I think, you know what? It's amazing you guys said that, because I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Being out there, being
show
known
yourself out to the world.
Seen. Being out there, being known, heard, and seen. But
I've been
being reserved, like afraid you're going to lose something if you get out there. The four of cups. The four of coins is about. In the Rider-Waite version, he's like holding on to all the coins. Everybody
yeah.
can see him,
everybody
but he's
can
holding
see it.
On
yeah.
to him, and he's even stepping on them. So he's going, no, I better not let go of them. It's scary. I better not let go. And we're saying, go ahead.
Go out there.
Go ahead and let go.
Let go.
And then that big ten of that big emotional fulfillment, it will be possible then. I think that's what the dream was telling
you.
It's time to let go, to feel refreshed, get out there new. No matter what the old baggage is, just get out
there. Just get out there.
Don't worry about judging the past.
Just get out there.
You can't spend your time doing that.
Don't be a bag lady. Let go of that bag.
Okay.
I thought you were like that. So.
Yeah, so artist part, you say a three was about being an artist?
One of the cups.
Three cups. Cups is artistic.
Had a ten of cups. They involve emotion, and I was getting the feeling that it was working with others on an artistic thing, which cups can represent artistic things sometimes.
Okay.
So you are an artist?
No, I have always been have an interest for. I never did it, but I have always had an interest for makeup artistry.
Which is definitely art that works with others.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. So figure out a way how to package that and get out there and see what happens. Just get out there and go around. And however, I think spirit will show it to me.
You might want to start with your friends and take some pictures. I don't know if you're on Facebook or not.
The Three of Cups is about working with your friends to get these things done. So it's like if you're looking for a relationship, start hanging out with people that respect you and, the good ones, not the ones that are just going to give you the drama.
Yeah.
Drama-free
friends.
But,
some
of them will be it anyway, but, you just got to keep yourself in those situations. But, it's very positive, though.
It's very positive.
It's saying to let go. The message is to let go, refresh, don't worry about what happened in the past, because the only thing you can bother with is not changing the past, but changing the future. That's what you can change. Can't change the past.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The past is history.
And change yourself. You can't change the past because it's already been done. But you can change yourself so you can have a more abundant future.
Yeah.
And not be shy.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. Have a great evening.
All right.
Can I
listen?
Could you leave me on so I can listen?
Do a recap if you want on Sunday. Let us know what's going on week to week.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to close down this circle. And we're just going to play this song real quick. We'll be right back.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
are back, and sometimes when we're back in the studio, that microphone button clicks on a little slower than when we're inside. But Janice is here. She is inside taking a break, and we'll be back in just a second. And we were discussing Lunasa and some of its history, and Lamas and Wolfmas and all that, as well as someone called in for a reading, so we went ahead and did that. And Janice today brought her goddess cards, and I thought it was fascinating that she picked Kuan Yin, which is my personal favorite, goddess of compassion. And some people don't know, rebellion, the compassionate rebel, she's called, for rebelling to go into heaven, is why Kuan Yin is called the compassionate rebel. Because she heard the cry of one human and said, I won't go into heaven because I heard, you know, to answer, to help out us folks on planet Earth. Anyway, Janice, let's quickly close down this circle. As we're starting to run out of time, I'm actually going to extend the show's time a little bit right here. Bada bing. That's for a bit. And it looks like it's been done. Also, I wanted to mention the John Barleycorn aspect, which not enjoying the wisdom of John Barleycorn, but one of his cousins, maybe right now, as I just poured myself a end of the ritual libation.
Yeah, I have water.
That's right. You can that and water. No, we didn't bring wine this week.
Yeah.
But anyway. I will quickly okay. Beloved Father Goddess, beloved Father God, ancestors, we want to thank you for joining us on this Lunasa evening. We want to thank you for sharing with us your balanced wisdom and guidance on this Lamas Lunasa evening. It is with the deepest love and the deepest respect that we wish you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
This is not while we're talking. Ancestors, those who came before us, those who are us, we thank you for your balanced wisdom and guidance on this Lamas evening. It is with deepest love and deepest respect we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail! Farewell!
Sorry about that. You may now evoke the North.
Citadels of the North, of grounding and mountains and glaciers and shifting continents, we thank thee for being with us tonight on this Lamas Lunasa. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Sentinels of the West, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom. It is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Citadels of the South, a breathing fire of love, of lust, of sex. Thank you for being with thee tonight and sharing your flame among us. on Islamist holiday. Go if he must, stay if he will. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the East, of air and inspiration, new thought and new wisdom, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this evening. It is with deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Sentinels of the West, of water, of intuitive wisdom, we thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this evening. It is with the deepest love and deepest respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Circle. Is closed, but never really, never really broken.
All right.
And now for another portion of this, we've extended it, and I guess we have another caller. We'll go ahead and take him. Since we've extended, I see you, 510. Sorry, I had to put my guitar down. 510, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Okay, well, I have a question for the cards, please.
Yes.
Yes. What is the outlook on me remaining living where I am?
She is shuffling right now.
All right.
I'm just letting you know because it's radio, right? When people can't see what's going on, so it's a little bit of a narration.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
In your first deck of cards, you got from your grandmother, right, Janice?
Yes.
What is the name of that deck again? It's the one that's like playing cards almost.
C-A-R something.
Okay.
But I forgot to bring them, sorry.
No, no, yeah. No. You brought like seven other ones. So.
A, B, or C.
Pick from pile A, pile B, or pile C. And the question was, is she still going to be staying in your current living situation, right?
Yes.
B.
B. Just on hand, I would say no. No.
I'm going to have to say that it starts off with confusion. It then goes to, I believe that's a Ten of Swords, which is completion and being completely done, almost to overkill with something. Mm-hmm. And then a new start of building something new with the, of course, the Adept of Wands or the Page of Wands.
Yeah.
So it's definitely time to build and start something.
It's time to go somewhere.
Sorry, I'm reading your reading for you, Janice. But honestly, that one, it kind of jumped out. I mean,
yeah.
That's one of those readings that's just...
Yeah. My take on it, the Seven of Cups, you have all these different choices. In fact, you have a little bit too many choices.
There's options, though. That's good.
Yep. Options are always good. But you do have choices. The Hermit, I think it is. Yeah. But this particular place, you spend a lot of time alone or doing things by yourself and not really
expanding your knowledge. You're not really expanding your friendships. So you spent, like I said, a lot of time alone. The Swords, this is actually the Eight of Swords, where at your present situation, you feel kind of trapped, or like, you know, you feel like you're not really going forward, but you're not going backwards, but you're not going forward either. And it's always good to go forward in life instead of going backwards, and definitely not staying still.
Seems like it's done. Yeah.
Yeah. But the last card, which is the Page of Wands, or here the Adept of Staves, there's opportunity out there for you. A younger man might actually introduce you to some activity that is better, but it has to be away from your present state. Like even before I threw out the card, I was thinking that, no, you didn't want to really stay at your present state.
Or whether it's a matter of one, it might not be good. It might not be the best thing.
Yes.
Mm. All right, thank you.
Okay. Well, what's your feedback on this?
Oh, well, actually, what I would like to do, maybe I phrased the question not correctly, but what I would like to do is just start exactly where I am and just maybe change my attitude or belief system or something. And just start exactly where I am and just continue on what I'm doing, which is I am actually making a lot of new friends.
Okay.
So not
showing
exactly
a lot of
alone.
Options.
Good. All right. Yeah, a lot of options. Okay. But I'd like to just take whatever energy that is already here and just redirect it and actually thrive. You know, no more adversity or weirdness or stress that I had. I had to say goodbye to quite a few people. So after I've turned my back on that, I'd like to just restructure it and just continue on, but better than before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm definitely getting that that's possible. Something is done, final, and complete. There's the Ten of Swords is a very complete, like, okay,
oh, yeah.
Something's been beat down.
Beat down to the girl.
Beating the dead horse with the wet noodle.
Beat down to the earth.
But then the possibility for something new, a new idea, a new structure with the Page of Wands. The next one's the Page of Cups. So, again, new friends, new emotion, new artistic projects.
New beginnings.
New beginnings.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's possible. It's up to you because the goddess card that I picked also is it involves water, and that's intuitive wisdom. So if you look deep within yourself, trust your talents, and trust your intuition because
right.
My female goddess is certainly intuitive wisdom because
yes.
It's the element of intuitive wisdom.
Yes.
And, of course, people sort of, you know, female intuition and all of
the
that.
The goddess of the body is the water, so it's definitely...
Oh, it is the empress?
Recharge yourself.
Recharge.
Spend some time
that's
in water,
exactly
whether
what
it's
I'd like
a beach or lake or river, and recharge your batteries, but forge ahead. This is definitely a good opportunity for you to forge ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if you rephrase it that way... I still think it looks good. It actually, another thing that's really important about the first card is lots of options, but it's definitely saying that a situation is dead and you cannot dwell on it, and that it's time for you to trust yourself and rebuild. If that means a new move, it means a new move. If it means making where you're at, but that takes being very strong and making that different, then go ahead. Let's do a timeline. Let's see what gets picked up.
Yeah, because what I would like to do, honestly, I don't see myself moving, and I don't want to move. I don't care to do anything like that, but what I do care to do is just start over exactly where I am, if that makes
okay.
sense.
It's going to be rough, and it's going to take a little while, but it's still possible. It's the Five of Pentacles, Five of Coins. That's a one of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the Rider-Waite deck is literally, it's almost like kind of a hobo looking in at, you know,
oh, yeah.
the
looking
people doing well. Looking through the windows
yeah,
of the people doing well.
Yeah.
Now, he's still moving along.
he's hobbling along, but it's and you know he's upright and erect, but it's Earth is the Pentacles or the Coins card depending on your deck, and that is it just means it's going to take a little while, but it's a five, which is a little lower down there,
a little
so
slower than normal.
Yeah, so it's going to take a while if you're strong, but I'm definitely seeing that you can do it.
Okay.
And
that's
again,
good.
It's really about being very strong. We pulled Janice just pulled one last card, and that was the Chariot. And that's charge forward and trust yourself very much in the spirit. Another reading that's in the spirit of this holiday, which is Lunasa Olama. And it's all about challenge, stepping up, trusting your skill. You've really got to be strong, though, to make it happen. You can't be absent or daydreamy. Like, you know,
right.
Like me, I do a lot. Or stalling. It's really, you got to charge forward and really make it happen. It's going to take a little while, but you can. It might take longer than
that
you like,
sense.
But it can.
All right. That makes sense. As long as I can just, not just maintain, but not just survive, but to thrive. So I do understand the concept of building, most definitely.
Right.
Right.
So I would say it's going to be, I give it some time, months, I say. But if you really, like I said, you got to keep your strength in charge and keep your strength about.
All right, thanks.
Taking at least about 6 months.
Yeah. Before things be really start to feel
stable or something?
I guess, like clear and stable and new.
Right. I get it.
All right.
Thank
you. Thank you for calling Main Street Universe.
Okay.
Now we had two very nice calls for the readings too. And I clicked the microphone button. Sometimes it takes a little bit to go off, but you'll still be able to hear the show if you wish to stick around. And now for the other portion of the show, which is if I can get a sample. I walk over there and hit one. It's a very loose show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We did a very loose ritual. In fact, I think I accidentally evoked the ancestors twice, but since they're ancestors and they've been doing this a while, I don't think they mind. At least mine probably wouldn't mind too much. They'll just tell me I'm a big dummy in a dream or something like that. But, and I think I did east and west in the wrong order. Well, that's okay. Depends on where you are, right?
Yeah.
West is if you're east, and east is if you're over
well,
there.
Well, yeah, Selena said that, you know, this is here, it's Lamas, but over there.
Yeah, on the other side of the world, like what Beltane is Samhain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, now it would be, well, Samhain is Beltane on the other side of the world, right? Is it, that's how that works.
Yeah.
And Lamas would be Mavon or one of them. But anyway, let me get to the other portion of this. But since it was Janice R. White's one-year anniversary,
yeah,
and I gave her a few gifts, and what was that, a tiramisu or something when you were here before?
Oh, yeah, so it was a lovely tiramisu.
So,
good.
A few more gifts, though.
Uh-oh, a few more gifts.
This is the official.
Yay.
Well, I guess this one was supposed to be the official year, but I wanted to implement a surprise for the first one, and I was out and about shopping, so I said, okay, I'll just do it. Well, maybe this one first. I think I gave you one of these already, but you can use for a new one.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
But I figured a refreshing one.
I was smelling that. I was like,
yeah. That's why I went ahead of you when you went in to take a bathroom break, because it was all right in the store down there, and I ran in and swiped it all up real quick and brought it out here.
Very cool.
So it's a
cinnamon
broom. It's a cinnamon broom, folks.
Yes.
It looks like a witch's broom. And then, what am I opening it for you for?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
So,
I wrapped it myself.
Ooh, a nice scarf.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow. My colors.
I knew you like brown and yellow and earth tones. There's even a little bit of green occasionally in that bad boy and some black. Isn't that awesome? I couldn't believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, all right.
And those are some candles. Come on in.
Oh.
Hey. We're doing the second round, year anniversary. We're pretty much wrapping up. so I got the other two gifts that I got her.
My contra friends will love this.
Well, that was
Green gold.
Yeah, well, that was thinking abundance.
Yes.
And a great scarf, I thought, too, and another cinnamon broom, because I think I got her with those.
Yeah.
Cool. That's for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this, I thought, maybe could be like a tarot scarf or something. I found that so quick.
So.
Oh, yeah, okay. I found that one so quickly, too. You know, like you shop for something,
nice.
And some of them are like, you're taking a while. That one was just like...
It's definitely too nice for your deck of cards.
Yeah, it could be. But anyway, folks, we're wrapping up here. We extended the show a little bit. We had a reading.
Yay!
And...
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Happy Lunasa Lamasa, all of that. Thank you
happy
for listening
to, everyone.
To Main Street Universe. And remember that... Mysteries and possibilities. The universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Thank you.
And we imagine a lot.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.